Yes. I'm going to talk about and show you a few of my works with dealing with art in public. I'm working in a lot of different fields. At the moment, I'm working quite a lot with paper sculptures, but that's one of my very early paper sculptures. It was a 10-day performance. I once did in London at the Goldsmith College where I was studying. So I guess this is within what you would call a semi-public space. What I did was that I was dressed up as this king, and in January month I was building this, or trying to build this castle out of cardboard. In a way, it was a kind of impossible project, I think. As many of my other things, this project had to do with the clash between dream and reality, between utopia and reality. I guess this project was about that as well. And it was only built from cardboard and tape. And while I was building it, it became more and more wet because it was raining and it was cold, and it, what you could see on the previous one, it kind of was starting to sink in the bottom. Sometimes when I came in the morning, actually the towers had fallen down and I had kind of to start rebuilding it again. That's a little bit early in the process. And what I finally did in the end was, after I finished the last day of the project, I removed everything and then there was only this mark left behind. Yes. This is another castle project, which I just called Floating Castle. It was a part of a project, or part of a bigger project taking place in Hamburg in 2002. It was a part of the Biennale called Agenda. And I participated with this project where I, again, was dressed up as, or was performing as this king. And what happened was that in the beginning, the king was living his solitary life on this castle. Was kind of living in his own little kingdom, building up his castle. But after a while, he became kind of more and more sociable. I also got to say, it was in the harbor of Hamburg, very close to Deichtorhalle. So it was a kind of very public space, also because, as you see, there's the railway just behind, where all the trains to the main station were driving by, which meant that a lot of people also saw it just from the train. It was quite interesting because I think it was a year that was a documenter. And when I came back to Denmark, a lot of people told me that they've seen this castle, but just from the train, that hadn't actually seen it from outside. And I guess these works, they in a way, of course, are dealing with autonomy and about creating space, especially maybe the first one, but this one also, and especially also because of the water, I think, to me the water underlines this idea of autonomy, of creating my own little, maybe fantasy kingdom. I guess also the water underlines this aspect of something dreamlike, something very tailish. And for the same reason, that project, I also constructed my own monogram, which was in the flag. That's a nice shot for that project. And as I said, the king became more and more sociable, so what happened that after a while he kind of invited people over. So he came to his castle and there was a lot of things going on in the Red Line and France. So it wasn't a very precise project, but I guess maybe that's describing the development in some of my works, that very early in my works, it had a lot to do with what was impossible and whereas later it became more like a dream come true, and I guess this project was some kind of a child's dream as well coming through. It's another castle. That's from a performance festival in Helsinki called Amorph in 2003, where the subject for the performance festival was micronation, and I was actually invited as the king to participate. But I didn't feel so much like performing, so instead I built this castle made out of styrofoam, floating in the harbor outside Helsinki. And what I did was then I offered it as a space for people to enter. So the idea was that people had to call me on the phone, and then I would pick them up in a boat, and then I would leave them there for about half an hour or an hour, and then I would come back and pick them up again. And of course, the idea was to offer this space as a, they could use it for real. Step into this fairy tale world, or to use it to meditate or whatever they wanted, but to have them to give them the space to create their own space. This is actually a much earlier work, but actually because it's also taking place in public space, it's from a performance festival in Odense in 1999, where I did this performance called Folding, and basically what I did was that I had this huge piece of cardboard, 8 times 7 meters, I think, and then I entered this public park, and then it was lying there already, and then I started to fold something. And then I ended up kind of creating this huge paper boat. And during the process, it was actually quite difficult for me to overview it because it was so big that usually something you use for your hands, you're doing it with your hands. But I had to kind of use my whole body and I had to jump on the paper in order to film it. So it became a very physical thing, very exhausting. And then at the same time, of course, it also had to do with scale. Because a lot of my work has to do with this kind of return to childhood, this nostalgic about childhood, about this romanticism or possibility of returning to childhood. And then in the end, I lost it. And also it has this slightly reference also to Hans Christian Andersen. It was before Hans Christian, it was when Hans Christian Andersen still was innocent. As some of you know, Hans Christian Andersen wrote this fairy tale called The Steadfast Tin Soldier, where this tin soldier is performing singing in a cardboard, in a paper boat. And this took place in the Odense where it's based in Hansen's born. This is another project called Earth, which took place in 2003, I think, as a part of this exhibition which was mentioned briefly before, Monuments, organized actually by Christian and Stephen. And what I did was that I created this floating or hovering earth above the Gammelstrand in Copenhagen, very close to the center of Copenhagen. And what it was a big lamp filled with helium, so it was hovering, and there was add some lines to it, and then on the outside I painted this cover, which was supposed to look like the Earth seen from outer space. So the idea was sort of to create this feeling or this idea that you were standing on the Earth looking at the Earth. And I guess the idea, of course, was to create some kind of strange kind of reflection where you were standing on the Earth looking at yourself. And I guess, to some extent, also, with this piece, I was also inspired by Manzoni's Soc du Monde, some of you probably know. Where he also is turning things upside down, and where he's also questioning the sense of the world or things that might be a relative thing. That's just seen from the roof. Fortunately, I had a lot of technical problems, also because the only way it works was only when if it didn't blow, it shouldn't get any wind. Otherwise, it would be moving, and of course, it wouldn't work. So it wasn't hanging there for very many nights, unfortunately. But when it did, I think it really worked perfect. And it was very close to the pedestrian of Copenhagen, in Copenhagen. So when people were walking by and they saw this, it was like a quite surprising and beautiful. And this is from another project. It's a performance interactive installation called Wishing Chair, which I did for the opening of the show here at Nikolaj Church in Copenhagen. And it was a show called Turmsturm, which took place literally in the tower of this old church, which now is converted into an exhibition space. And I guess I took my starting point in this tower and maybe also the religious aspect of the tower. So what I did was that I put up this chair, and then I hid a microphone inside the chair, and there was a baby alarm. And then I put this sign next to it saying that sit down in the chair, lean back, comfortable, think of a wish, speak out loud your wish, and to keep sitting in the chair until you receive an answer to your wish. What happened was that I was standing in the church tower, listening to their wishes. And I created this small wish factory where I was creating different kind of answers. Some were just small objects, some were drawings I made, some were things I wrote, etc. I remember one who asked for, the wishes were a lot of different things. Alright, maybe I should come back to this. But what I did then I created the answer, and I put it in a small paper box, and attached it to a paper parachute, and threw it out. And then it came falling down to people. But not all of them, unfortunately, reached their goal. Some of them were landing on the roof, but I guess that's how it is sometimes. You can't always have your wishes fulfilled. And there you see the tower, it's actually quite cute. And it's the arrow on the top is me, and the other one is the parachute. And that's a happy receiver. I think that she asked for some advice if she should go to New York, I think it was something about a job, I can't quite remember. And to her, I think I sent down this apple, and then I think I wrote something about that issue, maybe there you will. But of course, it wasn't a bit like kind of playing God for one day. And I did it like 2 days, I did it for the opening, and then did it the day after. Definitely the day after was much more interesting because I wasn't that stressed, and it gave me more time to also to be maybe be more sincere about it. Also because some of the wishes actually were quite serious, so I couldn't just make a joke out of it. But I think that was a very interesting interaction. the audience. And also, I think it was also because it was outside in public on the street, so but also just people coming by using this service. Yeah, that's one of my latest performances called Concert for Birds, which I did as a part of an exhibition at Borgarden called City Rumble, which was a project with Art in Public. Borgarden worked as a kind of center point, and then there were a lot of different projects taking place all over the city. And what I did for that was that, I don't have a picture of that actually, but first of all, I put up posters announcing a concert for birds, and the poster were kind of addressed to the birds. So I put it all around the lake where I did the performance, close to Christiania, and turning the posters towards the lake so the birds could read it. And what I then did on the actual performance was the first we saw this huge nest on the water, and then there was something white, very thin line in the nest, and around it there was some apparently ducks sailing around, swimming around. And then I entered the nest, and then I took on this this swan skin, or swan, I'm not sure what you call it, but the skin of a dead swan. And then I started to sing some songs for some of the birds, also throwing up bread, and also reading loud some poems, and also making some bird sounds. And I guess, to a certain degree, I've been interested in birds for a long period. I've been working with birds and things, because I don't know, there's something interesting about this thing that they can fly, and maybe that they're somehow too connected to the divine, that this thing that they have this capability of, maybe their mission to bring messages from heaven to earth, or the other way around, maybe. But also, I once saw a very famous painting of Giotto, of Francis Assisi, where he's preaching for birds. And I think it's a very beautiful painting, but I also think it's quite beautiful and vertigating in its naivety. And also the whole story about it, believing in the impossible. Oh yeah, and then after that, I had this huge egg which I put in the nest, and then that was just lying in the nest as a permanent, not permanent, but as an installation for the next 2 months. And I have to say, actually, all the ducks which always were around the nest wasn't real ducks, or they were just the plastic ducks you used for hunters used. But there were actually, what was funny or interesting in that one, to adjust the nest at some point, and I actually discovered that there were two small birds who had spilled the nest in my nest. This is another public art project which I did this summer, part of an exhibition called Vandspejlet, water mirror, maybe, in Frederiksberg Have, a park in Copenhagen, an old romantic park. And the idea was sort of to make something which took its beginning point in the architecture of this romantic park, and then we decided to make pieces which somehow related to the water, to the element of water, also because it's a little bit canals running through the park. And what I did was that I created this installation, which very simply consists of one duvet and two pillows attached to anchors, so they're kind of slightly drifting around. And I gave it the title Drifting Dreams. consuming people in different ways. And then, but my inspiration, I think, also was one of my inspirations was this painting by Ophelia. I guess some of you probably know it. I can't remember the name of the painting. But it shows Ophelia lying in water, surrounded by flowers. Very beautiful, very super romantic. And obviously she's dead. And I guess there's some aspects of tech in this thing that you couldn't really use these. So if you were lying in this bed, you'd be under the pillows or whatever, then you probably wouldn't be dead. Thank you.